I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from WVUA meteorologist Peter Crank in just a moment. The 2015 legislative session will start tomorrow. APR's Pat Duggins reports all eyes are on Governor Robert Bentley and what's expected to be a politically unpopular tax increase proposal.
Governor Robert Bentley will deliver his State of the State address tomorrow. The big issue is likely to be a $500 million tax hike proposal. Bentley announced his plan on Friday, and his annual speech is likely to be his first big opportunity to sell it to what may be a skeptical Republican majority in the State House and Senate. $400 million of the proposed tax hike would come from raising taxes on cigarettes and new car purchases. A pack of cigarettes would likely go up by 82 cents. Buying a new car would be taxed by an additional 2-4%. Bentley is also proposing to end corporate tax loopholes and some tax credits for insurance companies and banks. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
Five cities in Alabama rank very low in a new study of income diversity. The financial advice site WalletHub analyzed 350 U.S. cities for the gap between rich and poor. Tuscaloosa, Huntsville, Mobile, Birmingham, and Montgomery all ranked in the lower 40%. WalletHub spokeswoman Jill Gonzalez says Birmingham was near the bottom of the survey and that most residents there are middle class or lower.
55% of the population, the households are bringing in less than $35,000 a year. Then 3% of households are earning more than $150,000 a year. So even the middle class there's not much to it. The majority is making $35,000 and below.
Other Alabama cities making their way onto the list included Huntsville at 145th, Montgomery was at 194, Tuscaloosa at 251, and Mobile at 311. The commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery voting rights marches kicked off yesterday with a unity walk. Selma's ministers and their congregations planned the walk called One Selma, Coming Home United in Faith. Participants gathered on the Montgomery side of the Edmund Pettus Bridge at 2 p.m. yesterday, marching back into the city of Selma. They then had a fellowship dinner with Selma Mayor George Evans and unveiled a unity quilt that was sewn together by Selma businesses, churches, children, youth groups, and participants in the original marches. Each community designed its own panel for the quilt. Anniversary events will continue this evening with a screening of the film Selma, Lord Selma at 5:30 and 7 p.m. at Concordia College. And western Alabama recently experienced its fourth earthquake since November, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The federal agency recorded a 3.1 magnitude earthquake Friday afternoon about 10 miles northwest of Utah, which is southwest of Tuscaloosa near the Mississippi border. There were no reports of property damage or personal injury. That seismic activity is the fourth earthquake in the area since last fall. There were earthquakes on November 20th, December 17th, and on January 22nd. Now your forecast.
As we start off the month of March, we'll be dealing with clouds and scattered showers around the area today with temperatures in the mid and upper 50s. Now, as we head into Monday night, we'll only drop into the lower 50s thanks to that extra cloud cover and rain. But as we head into the day on Tuesday, temperatures will soar back into the 70s for us on our Tuesday afternoon. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.